Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What it is, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It is me, your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this guy over here to my right. You may remember him. His name is DJ Cousin. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. We have missed you. Welcome back to the Verbal Ones and Twos, man.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm back. All right, like I never left.
It is like you never left, for me anyways.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I actually haven't left. I was in the corner the entire time.
Yeah, it was really creepy recording several podcast episodes with him just glaring at me.
So proud.
It was embarrassing. So I decided what I wanted to do is I wanted to share, start sharing some more like interesting things that I'm watching, the stuff that I'm streaming. And there's a good chance that I'm going to forget about this next week. There's a very good chance. But lately, I've been coming across these like amazing shows on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, one of my favorite things about Netflix and streaming in general these days is that you can watch things from all around the world, not just, you know, American cinema. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm down for that because I've come across some things that I prefer over the things that they make here in the U.S. because, in my opinion, especially Korean dramas, they are not as predictable as American cinema. So sometimes I can watch something and be like, what? I did not see that coming. And that does not happen for me a lot since, you know, I did do some work behind the scenes, you know, doing movies and things like that. And I also studied it as well. So it's kind of difficult for me to find a movie or a TV show and I can't guess what's going to happen, or I'm so distracted on what they did wrong that I can't really enjoy it, or, you know, it's like a different kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, different cultures have different ways of telling stories.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So wherever, you know, anywhere you go, they're going to have a slightly different take on something that might be, you know, mundane here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, another layer on top of that, entertainment has become a little more mundane.
Yeah.
A little more formulaic, more anticlimactic.
Feels so lazy these days.
So that on top of the knowledge that you were already given, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, throughout your life, you know, it makes stuff hard to watch.
It does.
You know, it can.
It can. So when I come across like all these different shows and movies from different countries, I'm like blown away. I've seen some amazing French pieces, great Korean pieces, Thai pieces, etc. And lately, I had been watching this series called Mercy for None. Have you seen this?
I haven't actually.
It is so far. It is Korean based, and I decided to watch it because it was one of those things that was kind of like suggested to me because I love martial arts movies and things like that. And so it was like, hey, if you like martial arts, you'll like this. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So I watched it, and the entire movie itself is kind of like, it's a limited series, by the way. I didn't mean to say movie. It's a limited series. It's like, I want to say like 10 episodes, something like that.
Yeah. But which is a good number too.
It's a good number. You can binge that in a day or two. Mm-hmm, you know, and honestly, I did that. But it's pretty much about this man. Anyways, he's trying to investigate the death of his brother is what he's trying to do. And at one point, you know, he's pretty much not just investigating the death, but he's seeking revenge for it. Mm. It's one of those, you kill my brother, I'm gonna find you kind of movies.
Yeah.
And it, not movies, limited series. I keep saying that.
It feels like a movie though, apparently.
It feels like a movie. I mean, it's so good. It's got great fight scenes. Now, if you're really like squeamish, it may not be the movie for you because it's not overly done when it comes to the fighting scenes and the blood and the sounds, but it's so realistic as possible. When you're watching it, you can hear the blood coming out. You can hear the punches.
But it's not gratuitous, though.
I wouldn't say that. Everything is done correctly. What I guess I should say is everything is enhanced in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because in America, we'll definitely do the Gershing and all that stuff. But everything you're seeing is so extra. The visual of it is is worse than the audible. Mm-hmm. And when I'm watching some of these cinemas or some of these series or whatever, the audio is so immersive. It just adds on to the realism of what you're seeing, if that makes sense.
No, I feel you.
You know what I mean? Like if somebody gets like, you know, sliced or whatever in the face, you're going to hear the slice. You're going to hear the blood pour. It's insane.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's insane. So pretty much No Mercy. What is it called again? Mercy for None is literally, it's kind of like they say, it's like a Korean John Wick type thing.
So if you were
into some dope fight scenes and a lot of awesomeness, you are going to love Mercy for None. It is definitely one of my movies.
All right, I
would say it's up there. I love Warrior. I was gonna say it's up there with Warrior, but I love Warrior. I love it so much, but it's very different because Warrior is kind of low-key a period piece in a way.
So
that's a very different thing, but the fight scenes are pretty dope and the storyline a lot of fun, and it's dark, it's violent, and it's me. So if you're looking for a new limited series to check out Mercy for None on Netflix. It is fire. And I guarantee I will forget to tell you what I'm watching next week. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's fine.
Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review if you want to support this podcast. That is the best way to do it. If you're watching this podcast episode on YouTube or Spotify, you can comment below and you can join in on the conversation. And you know what? I have something for you. Why don't you go ahead and comment and let me know what are you streaming right now and on what platform? Maybe you've got some something that I would like.
Yeah, what are you watching?
What are you watching?
What are you watching right now?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our POC Excellence segment where I like to give my flowers to people of color who are doing amazing things. So that's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, DJ Hey Cousin is not going to be a part of this entire podcast episode, but I made sure that he was here, okay, because we love him. He had to get some money, because guess what, honey? The economy is trash, so he got to go earn that income. I did it today earlier, so we all doing it. All right, day jobs are a thing for a reason. But if you go ahead and share this podcast and subscribe and click that thumbs up button if you're watching this on YouTube and share it with your friends, maybe one day we can do this full time and get paid, pay these bills. That'd be fire. All right, guys, it's time to go ahead and get to our POC Excellence segment. Now, this one is interesting. It came across my Instagram feed from the page at Success Is Us_. It's actually one of those pages that I really enjoy because they always post some really inspiring things. And sometimes, you know, it's predominantly Black people, so it's inspiring for me. And so on here it says, Brianna Platt, a Virginia mom, wife, and child development expert, just opened Little Bean Play Cafe, a kid-friendly coffee shop and Montessori-inspired play space. So after becoming a new mom, she wanted to create a warm and supportive space where parents could connect while little ones explore, building confidence, and learn through play. Now, this sounds pretty fire, actually. It says, now families in Virginia have a home away from home where they can sip coffee, relax, and watch their kids thrive. I love this. This is amazing. First of all, I am down for more coffee shops like this opening up in places because sometimes it's hard. Sometimes, you know, parents most likely, I don't know, I'm not a parent, but I can imagine there are times where they just want to go have a cup of coffee somewhere and have a place where their kids can play, where they feel safe. And learning is a plus. Learning is a plus. I am down for this. Yes, plus like coffee, regular coffee shops for adults, they're not for kids. It's boring. The kids get restless. I get it. I would have a tantrum too if I was forced to go someplace I didn't want to go where there was nothing to do. Yeah. I do it at work all the time. All right, so let's go ahead and give Miss Brianna Platt her flowers. You go, girl. Or is it Brianna? I'm going to say Brianna. Okay. DJ, hey, cousin. Have you heard about this new trend where people are 100% oversharing things? Things you legit would not be able to waterboard out of me for certain. For certain, I would never share what I'm about to share with you. And also, I would never do what you're about to hear. I want to go ahead and give a warning ahead of time. This is gross as fuck. And ladies, if you are doing this, please stop. Gentlemen, stop having sex with random ass women. Trust me, because what you're about to hear is going to make you wonder, oh, maybe that's why it smelled like that. Hmm. Okay, so you ready?
Yes. That was quite the preamble. Let's go.
I know, right? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. Oh, I'm remembering it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
They're having to amputate part of my labia majora because I don't wipe my ass. So to give you the full story, I stopped wiping my ass 2 years ago. And I haven't had any issues with this until just recently I got a yeast infection. Because I had never had a yeast infection before, even though I haven't wiped in 2 years, I thought that I got that yeast infection from my husband cheating on me, right? Because pH levels, they don't lie. But then when I went to my gynecologist, he told me that there is a chance that the yeast infection actually came from my fecal matter making it into the wrong hole. But anyway, the reason I have to have part of my labia majora amputated is because last week I shaved and it was a dull razor. I was out of new razors, so I just used like an old one and it cut me. And I guess because the wound was just open, because I don't believe in like first aid or anything like that. The wound was just open. I guess fecal matter got in the wound and it became infected.
So, check.
Check.
Wes, DJ, hey, cousin, what do you think about her having her labia amputated because of the reason that we all just heard together?
What the hell is wrong with this girl, huh? What the hell is wrong with this girl? What the hell is wrong with this girl? This is exactly why the internet should not be everybody. You should have to qualify for the internet like a driver's license, all right? Because this shit here was only meant for shit like Reddit. There was a place for stuff like this at one point during the internet's
rotten
existence. You know what I'm saying? Reddit, 4chan. You know what I'm saying? Your own notes. Like,
you could, first of all, in this video that I'm looking at, which by the way is on at Lil Mark 02 on Instagram, there is someone listening to this who was covering the face of the person who actually posted the original video.
Out of dignity and respect or whatever. But I guess, mean, she already gave that up when she made it. The video. So I'm surprised you even have that much for it because she don't.
Yeah, she recorded. Now, I don't know if this is rage bait. I'm hoping to God it is, because that is disgusting. Please clean your vaginas.
No, it'd be worse if she was just looking for community. That'd be even worse. No, to me, that's worse. She's looking for community.
No, fam, she got to be like Highlander. There can only be one. Yeah. Because that is gross. There cannot be more than one of that. No. And I'm going to tell you something. Unlike Highlander, nobody's cutting off her head and sucking that life force. Nobody wants that.
No, she's cutting it off herself.
Oh, God. Oh, I tried to warn you, fam.
Wow.
Yeah, that's gross. Let's go on to the next thing.
Another one? Oh, man.
Well, this one's not going to be as bad.
Okay, well, you've lied before.
I have. DJ, hey, cousin. Have you heard about... I love the look on your face. You're just wondering what the next thing is?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're going to talk about a shaft amputation.
See?
And I'm kidding.
Oh.
Have you heard about the man who went viral for having 13 jobs?
Oh, man. That sounds awesome. Did he get fired from any of them yet?
Hopefully not. I don't have an update on that, but I do know this motherfucker had 13 jobs.
Dude, I saw him working construction the other day.
You probably fucking did. It's funny that you say that. So this is coming from at Reselling Secrets on Instagram is where I came across it. And there was a lot of posts about this particular man here. And it says here, this guy is going viral for having over a dozen seemingly random jobs. He's been photographed at a total of 13 jobs, including everything from working at Best Buy and Home Depot to being a personal trainer and news anchor. Does this bro have crazy hustle or what? So this is the very first photo. You see him here, Best Buy shirt right there. That's like the main thing. Check out these other jobs. Bam, Home Depot shot. Mm-hmm. I love that over the shoulder. That's nice.
Yeah.
I want to know who took these, these photos.
In the wild.
Boom. Construction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? He's in construction here.
Yeah, that's doing some kind of like street work. You know what I'm saying? Like fixing poles or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Fixing light poles.
See, it's segments like this. You're going to wish you were actually watching the video on YouTube or Spotify. All right. So here, it looks like he's working at a grocery store or Target.
That's Target.
That's Target. Yeah. I see it. That's Target. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else is going on. What's that? Party City?
I think so. I think that's Party City.
Is this AI? What the? He's like blowing up balloons. Okay. Let's see the next one. Lowe's. So he's cheating on Home Depot. Well, could it be that maybe somebody just thought these three look like the same person just because they have locks?
Hey, or he's a set of triplets.
Ooh, see, now that would make more sense.
And
And they each have two jobs.
Yeah.
I don't know math. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, so now he is at JD. I don't know what that is. Looks like a clothing store or shoe store?
Clothing store, yeah.
Okay. Firefighter.
And then that's, all right, okay.
That's ridiculous.
All right, it's all about who you know.
Well, maybe he's a volunteer firefighter.
This
is E2. Like, he's been there for a minute. I don't know the ranks, but if you're a firefighter, what's an E2? Let me know down below in the comments. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Fitness trainer. I like how it says fitness trainer on his shirt.
Yeah.
This right here feels like maybe he just staged all these photos and did it himself.
Bro,
I don't know. This is crazy.
Man, even if that's the case, I'm loving it.
His shirt says fitness trainer.
It says it on there. It has to be true.
Like,
of course.
Why does he look... In every photo, he looks annoyed.
He's working a double.
I'm at work, bitch. I'm taking pictures of me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm busy, obviously.
A mechanic.
I mean, just...
He's a mechanic.
Yeah.
News anchor.
News anchor.
NTV. Oh, wait, NTTV.
Yeah.
Training TV? I don't know.
I don't know.
He do look sharp in that suit.
Yeah.
And what is he like? What do you call that when you're in court and you're like...
Adjudicator?
No. The ones will be like typing and shit.
Typing?
You know, the ones will be like...
I forgot the word. But yeah.
What are those people? Tell us something? I'm having a brain fart. I know what that is, but it looks like court stenographer?
Stenographer.
Is that right?
I think stenographer.
That feels wrong. Isn't a stenographer like that big old school like microphone play thing?
With the
big like tuba thing?
No, that's it's close.
That's a xylophone, right? I'm really just pissing everybody off at this point. I'm kidding.
Folks are yelling at us. Folks are yelling at us.
It's called this, you stupid bitch. Okay, so I got something I want to add here. So this guy definitely ran into some very, very random jobs if he's not a set of triplets. I can't think of anything else. But it says, I came across something on AI Google that kind of summed this up that I wanted to share with you guys that kind of might make sense as to why people in general would have multiple jobs right now. Mm. So it says here, the man was seen working as a mechanic, then as a news anchor, leading to speculation on social media about his ability to juggle such diverse roles. The situation highlights the fact that many people in the U.S. change jobs frequently throughout their careers, with the average person holding around 12 jobs in their lifetime, mostly before the age of 35, according to Facebook posts. Only a small percentage of people, 10%, actually find their dream job. This trend is promoting discussions about the nature of work, career paths, and the search for purpose and passion in one's professional life. The man's story is an example of all the jack of the trades phenomenon, where individuals explore different fields and acquire diverse skills. Some individuals are even finding ways to work multiple full-time jobs simultaneously and sometimes earning substantial incomes while working remotely. And this is the broader context. The increasing prevalence of remote work has made it easier for individuals to take on multiple jobs at once. And contributing to the overemployment trend, some people are embracing poly working. Didn't know this was a thing. As a way of working to explore different fields or to increase their income. This trend is sparking debate about the potential impact on the job market and the traditional concept of a single long-term career. Now, I definitely understand this, because these days a lot of companies, especially the large ones, there's no room to move up inside because they're constantly bringing people from the outside in to take the jobs that you're trying to get as you're growing in a company. See, when our parents were growing up, or maybe our grandparents and they were growing up, you could be a shoe salesman for 20 years and end up owning the company. You know, it's a lot harder to do that these days because these major corporations, are their bottom line is saving money, and it is cheaper to bring in a newer employee and pay them less than to have that same employee and continue to give them raises. And it's cheaper to just bring somebody else in for the, I guess what you would call the market level income price for that job, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, poly working is crazy work, though.
I love that.
That's crazy. Poly working. Jamaicans work created poly working, and that's the case.
That's hot. I like that.
Very much.
But yeah, man, I mean, I was one of those people. I had multiple jobs when I was in college to get an idea of what's out there, but it wasn't even why I did it. I was just trying to work, you know, and save up, and still didn't do that shit. But but what I did do was I did learn a lot of trades. There's a lot of things that I can do in my everyday life or a different job if I want to go for it. As you know, I was pretty much at probably almost all those fields except for a fireman and a news anchor.
No. My list isn't nearly as long as yours, but I've done some of those things. And I mean, some people would argue that, you know, it's necessary to gain some perspective and some character and to understand what you do and don't want out of life. You know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, when you think about it, this is cheaper than college.
I mean, to a degree.
They actually pay you.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much most of the collegiate body eventually changes their major in some way, shape, or form, or does some kind of pivot of some kind.
Yeah, most
the
kids
way.
Don't even know their major until they're like junior year sometimes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, they minor a bunch of stuff and they figure it out. I'm like, oh, I guess I got to do an extra year. But it's a whole thing.
And that still doesn't mean that's what they end up doing.
Exactly. You know, I know a lot of people with degrees they are not using.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people who do that. And honestly, college ain't for everybody. I don't know who this young man is, but homeboy is a hard working. That's a hard working man there.
Man, he knows somebody.
Yeah, like two other motherfuckers that look like him. I need to know if he's a triplet. Somebody let me know. Next on the Professionally Silly podcast, DJ Hey Cousin and I, we played a couple of rounds of Heads Up. So get ready for that. And if you are watching this, it's going to be a lot more fun. Make sure you check us out on YouTube as well as Spotify for the video version of all this silly. Let's go get some heads up. Yeah, I pushed it on that one.
Yeah. Nice though. Mexican cinnamon candy.
Dip. Churro.
Yes. Ice cream, but diet, but not Italian.
Halo.
Ice. No.
Shaved ice.
No.
Italian ice.
No. It's fancy.
What's gelato?
No, a pass. Oh shit. It's a fruit and outside the ground. Fruit in the ground.
What?
Oh, you eat it with collard greens.
Turkey neck.
No.
Ham bones.
No, a side. Bread.
Cornbread.
Oh, it's in the refrigerator. A green. Because I put it in gum.
Celery.
Yep. Candy that involves,
Kit Kat.
No,
Snickers.
No, it's the bad one. Ah,
I'm a joint.
Yes.
can't see me at all, but that's okay. It is a play, and it's useful for
hairspray.
Yes. Down.
Oh.
Hey. Who gonna make some waffles?
What the hell?
Yeehaw!
I don't know what the.
Yeehaw!
What?
I'm a tiny little horse pony, but I'm not a horse.
What?
I'm an ass! I'm an ass!
A donkey?
Yes. it tells you the time. Animal! Cuckoo!
Cuckoo Clock.
Yes. Oh, I couldn't have said that, actually. All right.
It's okay, you see.
Oh, Yoda.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a little...
Teapots. Little teapots. Turn us out. Yeah, yeah. All right.
I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Oh, but I'm in a car.
What? Owl? What? Hold on now.
So, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, we have a new vent line voicemail. And by the way, if you want to call, it doesn't have to be a vent. It can be a confession, maybe advice, whatever it is that you would like to call for. You can always leave me a voicemail at 805-664-1828. So I have no idea what this is going to say. This came August 26th, and it is 90 seconds long. So it's a minute 30. Wes, DJ, hey cousin, hasn't had a chance to listen to a live voicemail for the show yet. So this is your, we're going to go ahead and pop that cherry right now.
Yeah, don't hurt me, please. Go gentle.
Oh, absolutely not. Okay, let's do it. And again, neither one of us has heard this one yet, so this should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I have a rant. My name is Xavier, and I understand that I'm a female, and my name is not a casual female name. I'm 27 years old, and all my life I've gotten the worst reactions to my name outside of like, oh, that's a beautiful name. But ever since I was a kid, you get teachers and substitutes and even office people that just ask, like, question you about if that's your name, as if I don't know my name. Yes, my name is my name. Or, like, they get your name. I get my name mispronounced all the time. But now that I'm an adult, I run into different problems. Like, when I meet men in the, like, and out and about, which whenever I've ever met men out and about, I tell them my name because I'm not going to give them my nickname. You don't know me like that. But I give them my name, my actual name, and they're like, they don't believe me. As if, like, I'm lying. Like, no, my name is Xavier, and I've even willingly pulled out my license. As if they were the goddamn, like, bouncers of the club or of the place I'm at, or, like, they're FBI. And they want to see if my name is my name. Yes, my name is my name. My name is Xavier, and I'm a female, and I hate getting questions. I hate it. I just hate that I can't casually have my name and just be out here. But I have other beef about why my name is my name, but this is only 90 seconds, so.
Well, to Xavier's parents, y'all really swung for the fences on that one, huh? What?
Do you think she was named after her father? Maybe?
Well, there would be a second after that, Xavier the second, if it was like directly.
Well, is the second only for men, or can you say Xavier the second even if the child is a woman or a girl?
Yeah, you can do that, yeah.
Oh, I've never known that.
The name is like...
Well, my mother's name was Mary. Her mother's name was Mary, but she wasn't known as Mary the second. Everybody just called her Mary.
You know what? That might be just like an economic thing, like old money kind of thing.
Are you trying to say my mother was poor?
I mean, nevertheless, Xavier's not a bad name. There are worse male names for a girl to be referred to as.
Well, I actually knew a woman whose name was Michael.
Yeah, see, that's not bad.
You know, and she was this blonde, beautiful bombshell, too. But mm-hmm. I didn't believe her either. Honestly, I was like, no, it's not. But mm-hmm. in my defense, I was in college and I had never met a woman named Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, I think I don't know. I guess it's annoying. And also, girl, stop handing people your license. They're going to remember your address. Don't stop doing that.
Don't do that.
If you want, like, you can just say, hey, well, I guess your nickname is probably Zay. And you don't want them to. I mean, I would just say my name is Zay and just get past all of that. I don't know if that's a nickname that you don't want them to have.
You really could.
Huh?
What is Zay? You really could.
Yeah, I would just, yeah, my name is Zay and just be like, bop.
But I get it. Your philosophy. Well, you got to know me to get my nickname. That's fine. But these are the complications. All right.
This is our advice to you. Yeah. I don't know why my voice got deep. But it's by the way, it is a beautiful name. I know a few Xaviers. I will be honest. They do have penises. But I still like the name.
A good name is a good name. All right. So I know you don't have any shame over your name based off how it was just the annoyance of the outside world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, hey, man, either give him Zay or just, I don't know what your last, give him your last name. I don't know. Well, shit, I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
I feel like all this can be sidestepped if you just walk in with a theme song. Legit, you can just walk in, X gonna give it to you. You can just do that.
That's not bad. Not a bad
suggestion. You know what I'm saying? Do that.
Yeah.
Quite the that'll icebreaker. Be so weird. They won't even care what your name
won't
is.
Won't even care.
They'll be like, why is she so aggressive to DMX in the background?
Is she like dogs? I don't know what. Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. May he rest in peace, by the way. Yeah. Anyways, that was actually a voicemail that I was not expecting. That was a rant. Event, I guess, that I was not expecting.
See, this,
and I loved it.
This is what you wanted.
This is what I wanted.
This is what you wanted.
That was professionally silly right there.
Yeah.
If you guys want to call in and get it off your chest,
please.
You can call as well, 805-664-1828. And Zay, it was okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we homies. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I'm going to put this on TikTok. That is TikTok worthy. Make sure you guys follow me on TikTok, Amber Smiles Jones. I do post lots of fun little TikToks dealing with this podcast and more. So it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And Wes, DJ Hey Cousin, also has a TikTok. And it's DJ Hey Cousin on TikTok.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow us. Oh, my God. Oh. Listen, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's clean your ass, clean your balls, clean your vaginas. Just clean it, damn it. Just clean it. I don't professionally silly life rules. Guys, you got to clean your areas, man. You don't want to have your labia also amputated, or I don't know, your dick hole. I don't know what the equivalent of that to a guy is, like a scrotum sack. I don't know. Clean your body. Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I really appreciate you guys coming back and chilling with me every week. I did hear recently that YouTube now has this thing where you can hype something. I don't know what hype is, but if you're watching this on YouTube and you're looking at the little area where it says like, and then it says like follow and subscribe and all that stuff over there, I think if you scroll through that way, it says hype or something. You know, click that. It's free, I think. I don't know. But hype me up. Hype me up. I would love that. All right. Guys, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to. It could be Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, right here on YouTube as well as all over the place. And on my YouTube channel, I do all kinds of different videos, a little VR gameplay, some challenges. DJ Hey Cousin and I have come up with this new fun series that we're going to start called Casual Gladiators. If you know, you know. It is on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, so go ahead and check that out. More of that coming soon, actually. I believe that we're going to be filming another, the second, Casual Gladiator video, I believe, this weekend. We're supposed to film that, so that'll be fun. You don't want to miss that. If this is your first time listening, I hope you decide to come on back and join in on all the silly, because I have a lot more. I have a lot more silly to share. And I'm hoping that this is like your home away from home, man. Just come over here and get silly with me and forget all the bullshit that's going on in the world for just a moment. That is, honestly, that is what this podcast is about. Okay, so check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Listener submissions, you can hit me up on my email at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave me a Google Voice voicemail at 805-664-1828. That is also the number you can call to be part of the vent line as well. But you can call for anything as long as you're not being disrespectful or like racist or homophobic or something weird like that. Don't call me. All right. check out the show notes for more information on how to follow me on my social medias. I've got my link tree down there that includes all of my social media platforms that I use the most, including both of my YouTube videos and my Cameo. Hit me up at Amber Smiles Jones. If you want a personalized video from, I want to say yours truly, but that makes me feel like an asshole. If you want a video, you know, hit me up. My P.O. Box is down there too. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Okay, well, I guess that's it. Once again, it's your Audible Boofang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the professionally silly station where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. If ghosts truly exist, which I honestly believe that they do, could they be watching us in the shower? Well, that's something to think about. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.